Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and Mtunzi got in touch today. Lindsay Perry is with us. Lindsay Mtunzi is saying, I'm battling with motivation to keep running. After Los Corp, I got sick with flu and was out for about 10 days. I ran the Colgate 32 after that and busy writing exams at the moment. Done a total of 1,050 kilometers since January, which includes four marathons and two ultras. I'm battling to do four runs a week and really struggling with the longer ones on the weekend. What's the bare minimum that I can do in the last 2 weeks to make sure that I am fit to come race day?
Well, fortunately, the bare minimum is you don't have to run at all. And you'll be okay on race day, but we don't really want to do that. And look, besides the exams, the reason why you've got low motivation is you've just hammered your body into the ground, and it's probably why you got sick. Four marathons, two ultras, you know, that sounds to me like top 50 at Comrades. So look, in this part now, 1,050 Ks, and it, you know, there's also irony in this. You've done 1,050 Ks, and of that 1,050 Ks, you've done well over 200 of them in six runs. So six runs almost accounts for a quarter of your training, and that is actually why your body is not feeling so clever. Probably two marathons and an ultra would have been more appropriate. But anyway, that's done now. So between now and Comrades Race Day, just tick over. I mean, if you can get to four runs a week, we are only 2 weeks out. So if you can only get to four runs a week and they are between 8 and 10 kilometers, that's fine. That's your race day with enough kilometers in your legs, fresh enough, and hopefully that reduced training will also help some of that motivation and enjoyment of running come back.
Awesome stuff, Mtunzi. I hope that helps. Best of luck. And, yeah, we'll see you out on race day. Looking forward to it. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for your time today. We're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.